In this episode of Mental Health Matters, Andra Hollenbeck with the National Alliance of Mental Health visits with Compass House of Southern Oregon director Anna Wayman and member Miguel Partido. They'll discuss the work of Compass House and how it supports people living with mental illness in achieving goals, including education, wellness, and employment.
Hello, you're listening to Mental Health Matters. I'm Andra Hollenbeck with the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Southern Oregon. And today we are talking to Anna Wayman, director of Compass House, and Miguel Partida, who is a member at Compass House. And we're going to learn all about Compass House and what is going on there and what it is. So welcome, Anna. Let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about Compass House and your role there.
Thank you for having me. My role in Compass House is that of the director. What's important to know about Compass House is all the programming is reflective of the needs of our members. So it's ever-changing, but the structure of it is called the work order day. And what that means is coming into the Compass House, members participate in their recovery on a voluntary basis. And that means that every operation of the clubhouse is open to members. So in so doing, that skill building is purposeful, it's meaningful, and it obviously can be transferred to a job, should that be their goal. Ultimately, to be a member of Compass House means that you're choosing to voluntarily be part of your recovery, to guide your recovery. So signing up for these tasks, being a part of a team, is a very collaborative and engaging process. And that engagement is the very foundation of everything that we do. That means that whatever task you sign up for, you do so in a side-by-side manner. When you come into Compass House, you shouldn't be able to distinguish who are the members and who are the staff, because we do everything together in a very egalitarian model. That builds that sense of the self-respect that we all crave. And that sense of dignity is present in everything that we do because you're proud of the work that you're doing because it contributes to this clubhouse that you can now call your own.
Yeah, I've been there, and I definitely sense that when you go in that it is hard to tell who's staff and who's not, and everybody seems pretty equal there. That's lovely. So, Miguel, tell us what a typical day for you as a member, what would be a typical day for you at Compass House?
Thanks for having me again. My name is Miguel Partida. I've been a member with Compass House since 2014. It's had my 9-year anniversary this year. Typically, Compass House is, I do a couple things out there. I'm with employment. I do education. I work with Xander alongside to do some dog walks and come be part of the team there and just kind of work as a team based kind of scenario for Compass House. And I've been going there for a while. I actually go there for my recovery also too. It's a safe place and to go there and kind of just fulfill your deeds and things that you want to accomplish on a daily basis on a normal work day at Compass House. I've been coming there for a while. I'm actually an alumni for a transitional employment program we have there. I worked for Rug Retreat for almost a year and a half about. I worked through Compass House. It's called the TE position. We have that position open for members that want to come in and get some job training experiences and stuff. And it's all partnered with, Compass House and for example, Rug Retreat, they were partnered for a while there. So it's cool. You get the experience. You work. I mean, you're on their payroll and stuff, and you have a job. Like you're working, and you're trying to give back. You're trying to be a working citizen in here in Southern Oregon. And Compass House actually saved my life. When I came out of treatment and stuff, and moved down here in 2014 from Salem, and I came into Compass House. I was told to come here and check it out. I've been going since day one and stuff, and I'm very blessed to be a part of Compass House and being a part of what we do there for people out in the community.
Yeah, so it sounds like Compass House works really in partnership with a lot of other different organizations. Mm-hmm. Nice, good.
Yeah.
Good. So, Anna, what is your background and what led you to Compass House?
Ooh. I have been a social worker since 1996, always in the behavioral health arena. and in the clinical realms of things. Not that I'm a clinician, I am not, but have always been a part of treatment plans, whether it's a prevention program or other residential. And what drew me to Compass House was my experience in referring people to the clubhouse in Salt Lake City. So I was able to find a place where young adults could go and belong and build their skills and have that sense of community that they desperately need. So I had a lot of promising, very good experiences with that. And it happened that there was a time in my life where my kids were raised and I found that I wanted something new. And this link was sent to me on this for this position, and I sprung. And that's what I did. I reinvented myself, and very happy to be a part of a non-clinical arena where conversations and relationships are naturally built. There's, you know, no documentation about anything that would sort of change that dynamic between you and the other person. And so I just am very honored to be a part of a clubhouse model where people are members, and they're not patients or clients. They're members who come because they want to.
And I heard you say that Compass House was in Salt Lake City. So Compass House is not just something that happens in Southern Oregon?
It is not. It's an international model. And so they're everywhere. There are four in Oregon and in Salt Lake City. So it's a clubhouse international. That's the model.
Okay.
So all the clubhouses are individually named. So the clubhouse in Salt Lake City is Alliance House. And so that's from where I originally became acquainted with the clubhouse model. And so here, every clubhouse, well, all around, are reflective of their communities. So you walk in, and the work order day is a part of our accredited model, right? But how the clubhouse feels is different because it's based on the needs that members bring and want for themselves.
In each community.
Yeah, in each community. So awesome. So you would be able to, if Miguel wanted to go to Alliance House, he would walk in and recognize.
There'd
the
be
things.
Similarities
yes.
there. Sort of like
the structure's
sort of like
the
a,
same.
A franchise in a way, but
right, but it would feel different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're growing a lot too in the community. Out in the community, we're growing like every year. We're getting some great numbers coming in, and people are working more, and people are, you know, are just managing to get, you know, manage their mental health and stuff, which I noticed in the years.
Mm-hmm. So I heard you mentioned that it's a place where you feel a sense of safety, and I heard you mention it's kind of it's not a clinical type setting.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could tell us a little bit more about what makes this a different kind of experience from other kinds of mental health services.
Hmm. Well, you walk in, and I'll take you on a tour.
Okay.
You walk in and you're greeted by members at the reception desk who are building their skills in answering calls, transferring calls, all the things. And if you want to know something about Compass House, it's a walk-in basis. We offer you a tour and you'll learn you'll get a feel for it. So you walk in, you're greeted, and then we usher you up to member services. And that's where we build newsletters to stay in communication with people, miss you cards, birthday cards, all the things. And then you'll see a member bank where members have essentially savings accounts. Lots of different reasons why people don't have accounts in institutions, but we provide that sense of safety, comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And so running a member bank is like working in a bank. Ledgers, QuickBooks, cash handling, all the things. You'll see a social sign-up sheet. We do a social after hours once a week and once a month on a Saturday. Those activities are chosen by members, and that's about community immersion. That's about social practice. That's about work and play together. It's all the things that are chosen to be fun and engaging for us. You'll see a thrift store. The thrift store is based in donations provided generously by anyone who walks in and has something gently used. And that is inventoried by the members and sold by the members to the members for a quarter apiece.
Mm.
Very affordable, and that's presentation. it builds esteem. And then you'll scoot over to the cafe, where the cafe offers nutritional snacks for a quarter apiece. You'll go up to our new commercial kitchen, where members are participating in every single aspect of cooking and based in from scratch, things that are on a budget, nutritional, and with a team approach. It's just fun. You'll head down to the business unit, where people are entering data for attendance and for our grant reporting, also learning QuickBooks for accounting, paying bills, and then career and education, where people are figuring out what they want to do and what skills they need to develop to get there. And overall, people are engaged side by side, working and having fun and enjoying that connection.
Excellent. It sounds very different than the regular kind of clinical experience where you go in and fill out forms and get questioned and all that sort of thing. It sounds very different. Awesome. So what kind of particular challenges do you find with Compass House or with this kind of model?
I would say meeting people where they are. Mm. Everyone's at a different place. And so that sense of connection helps us quite a lot. And being able to pair people find intuitively who maybe has a skill that they want to learn. Mm-hmm. And so the learner then becomes the teacher. So those challenges of sort of connecting people in a way that suits what it is that they're looking for.
Sure.
And to avoid something like staff as an expert.
Sure. Yeah.
That members learn from members. Mm-hmm. So I would say that
expectation is always having to kind of adjust those expectations with each other.
With each other, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult because it's new mm-hmm. for people.
It's not the standard model. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah.
This would be a little getting used to. So Miguel, what would you say some of the biggest successes that you've seen at Compass House or other members? What would you point to as some successes there?
Personally, on my behalf, I actually got a GED in 2018 through Compass House.
Oh, lovely.
And so that was a big accomplishment. They came to my graduation and supported me through every area in that. So I was very blessed to have that going on. And in 19, I got into my own spot too. They helped me move in and everything too. And they really just helped me furnish the home and everything. And just, it was very, very ideal. Mm-hmm. And I was very happy about that. And just, I see people coming in and just being more satisfied at the end of the day with what they're doing at the Compass House and stuff. And they get, you know, they come in and get what they got to get done and stuff. And they pretty much have, you know, accomplished something at least coming in there. And I've noticed that too. People are doing more job hunting stuff and more of like resumes and stuff. And it's been pretty, pretty ideal from that. So.
Great. So last question. How does one become a member of Compass House? How does one become a part of this organization or this wonderful activities and things that you have going on?
Well, I will start with it being a walk-in basis. So people,
you can just walk in,
yep,
say
word of
I'm
mouth.
Interested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe their medical or mental health provider encourage them to come and take a look. And so that's the big piece is that they come to the Compass House because they want to, and certainly not forced ever. And that tour is crucial, and being able to offer someone an experience that they either find or don't find to be a match for them.
Right, right. Okay, excellent. And then once they decide they want to become a member, is there a particular process or do they sign up? Do they have to?
There's a very easy referral form that's filled out by their provider just to verify a mental illness. Mm-hmm. And after that, the relationship structures their participation mm-hmm. in the clubhouse. So and very then, easy.
Right. And it's like you said, meeting people where they are. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Well, I really appreciate you coming and sharing about Compass House and the wonderful work that you folks do there. And I hope and encourage everyone to go check it out. And thank you for being here, Anna and Miguel. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Thank you so much.